At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Okay, so while teams are spending money left and right and signing everyone from quarterbacks to safeties to defensive tackles, what about the Pittsburgh Steelers, Perloff? What are they going to do at the most important position, which is quarterback? They are out there as the big domino that has not fallen yet. Welcome to the show, by the way. Maggie Gray, Andrew Perloff, Sam Darnold off the board yesterday, Justin Fields off the board yesterday. And yet here are the Pittsburgh Steelers, Pearl, the one team out there that could be like the sleeping giant or the one who actually could maybe make a playoff run, the no doubt playoff team of all the ones we'll talk about in free agency, and they're the ones who have yet to sign a QB.
I mean, I hate this word, but from a content standpoint, if they don't sign Aaron Rodgers at this point, then I think there should be a national fan revolt. Because we have to see Aaron Rodgers in the center of drama. Everybody finds it fascinating. And he has a choice, right, between the Giants and the Steelers. Has to go to the Steelers, famous franchise. As you said, always has a winning record under Coach Mike Tomlin. Let's go. This will be so fascinating. Such a bad fit with DK Metcalf, George Pickens, and the offensive coordinator, Arthur Smith, and Aaron Rodgers. Makes no sense at all. I can't wait.
But like, okay, but see, that's the thing. The Steelers are, I think, one of the teams, one of the few teams, quite frankly, who really don't cave to public pressure. And, you know, Mike Tomlin has been on and off maybe the hot seat, or, you know, we've screamed about their offensive coordinator decisions. We've screamed about the fact they don't have a lot of weapons. They finally mitigated that with DK Metcalf. And we've been yelling from the rooftops for them to replace Ben Roethlisberger, and they've yet to do it. I don't think they cave to this kind of public pressure. The Steelers, they're literally like U.S. Steel. I mean, they don't like feel that. And I think they would just run it back with Russ if somehow Aaron Rodgers is setting up a bidding war between the extremely desperate New York Giants and the Steelers, who can say, we make the playoffs no matter who's our quarterback. I think they don't feel that kind of pressure. Not fan pressure and not public pressure. No way.
I think they're feeling public pressure. You don't think that another 9-8 season, another 10-7 season is going to disappoint fans? I think last year in the playoffs was an embarrassment.
Oh, it was. I mean,
they're the Pittsburgh Steelers, and they got run over like a JV middle school team. I think that was a wake-up call. Like, wow, we're not even close.
But they haven't done anything.
Well, like, they signed that DK.
I'm sorry, they have. I meant a QB.
But they've never made a move like that before. I mean, here's the problem. All these teams we're talking about. What choices do you have? We've done anything. Unless they were going to get Matthew Stafford, what quarterback solution is there out there? So you are not in the position to make a luxury move. You're going to have to choose between what's left. And it seems to me Aaron Rodgers is the most exciting option left.
Okay, but you could have done a similar thing, I think. I don't know if Fields would have been open to this, but you could have kept Fields and also gone after Rodgers. All it was going to take was a little more money. I mean, Justin Fields ends up signing with the Jets yesterday. It's a 2-year deal, essentially, $30 million guaranteed. From all the reports, the Steelers were offering $20 million guaranteed. If I'm Justin Fields, goodbye. I'm definitely taking the $10 million more. That's not even competitive. But are you going to get serious about your quarterback room is what I would ask the Pittsburgh Steelers. And that's why I think the fans are pulling their hair out. When are you going to get serious about the most important position on the football field? You were not serious about Kenny Pickett, whether it was developing him or whatever.
Wait.
Yeah.
Taking him at 21 was the right move.
And then what happened?
He stunk. It happens all the time.
He could have been a bust. That's true. I also feel like they kind of gave up on him, too.
Yeah, because they watched him play.
I don't know.
I saw him play in the preseason, and he got solidly outplayed in Philly by Tanner McKee, the third round
And now he actually is on his way to Cleveland. We had the big backup quarterback trade yesterday.
Also,
Kenny Pickett for DTR.
One thing, they got him at 21. They didn't get him at 2. They're just too good. They are exactly what I've been talking about all week. These teams get stuck in limbo, and they never, ever get to reset a quarterback. It's a function of being good, not great, and not being bad enough. That is why the Steelers are in this position, because they can't lose.
Okay, but here's the thing. That doesn't mean you can't get creative, okay?
Show me a team that's done this.
I watched the Rams trade for Matthew Stafford. Yeah. Okay? I saw Tom Brady go to the Bucks. I've seen... What about Baker Mayfield? I know that was in the division. Would have been a little weird. But what about Baker Mayfield after his stint in Carolina? I mean, I've seen guys, and you can come up with a better solution.
What has Baker Mayfield done? What's the difference?
They make the playoffs.
So do the Steelers.
Yeah, but they actually win playoff games. They beat your Steelers last year. Baker Mayfield won a playoff game, which the Steelers haven't done in a decade, basically. I mean, I'm just saying, you're asking, like, what are you going to do? You throw your hands up. Well, you know, teams figure out a way.
I think the best way to do it, you say teams figure out a way and be creative. The best way to do it is to be terrible and get a top five pick. That is the most consistent way in the NFL to do it.
Right.
Once in a while, you get a Russell Wilson. The Rams had a unique situation with Matthew Stafford. And they, by the way, traded the number one overall pick to get him, in a sense. And Tom Brady, the Bucs hadn't had a winning season in 20 years, and Tom Brady came along. There are not a lot of Tom Brady. Yeah, if you can get me a GOAT, I'll take that. And maybe you can with Aaron Rodgers.
He was up for grabs.
Yeah, he was up for grabs.
And nobody, and they didn't, I'm just saying, like, you're asking me, how do teams who pick lower in the first round, how do you address quarterback? And I just gave you a couple examples of what teams have done to get creative. And by the way, two-time MVP Lamar Jackson, not a top five pick. Patrick Mahomes, not a top five pick. Josh Allen wasn't a top five pick. I mean, we could go down the list.
Josh Allen was 7 and Patrick Mahomes was 10. The Steelers haven't picked there in 15 years. So, again, I understand what you're saying philosophically, but get back to this year. What would you do? If you say they have not addressed the key position, give me a solution.
Okay,
what is the solution?
Well, see, we're already here where you're thinking. We're talking about the Pittsburgh Steelers, by the way, the team that needs a quarterback that hasn't signed one yet. And we're talking about, like, how do you get here, right? Like, now, I don't know if they would call it a crisis mode. I would call it a crisis mode for the Pittsburgh Steelers as far as quarterback. And you wonder, like, it builds on itself. You never take a flyer on a second-round quarterback or a third-round quarterback, right? Your Philadelphia Eagles found Jalen Hurts in the second round.
Did they take, was it Mason Rudolph a flyer?
But fourth, fifth. He wasn't second, third. So, like, this is the thing. You wait and you wait and you wait. And I know that they took Kenny Pickett in the first round. And he was a bad quarterback and a terrible quarterback draft. And
you know,
to be honest,
sucked.
I think that they also deserve some criticism because they fell in love with the guy who literally shared the building with them. And on some ways, you go, oh, we'll take the guy we know. Well, maybe you were too close to the project. And maybe you were a little too close to not seeing this guy's, you know, no pun intended, pitfalls. And I think that there's criticism all the way around. You never took enough swings, enough bites at the apple. You should be constantly trying. If you don't have a quarterback, you should be constantly trying to find one. Your Philadelphia Eagles perfected that.
I guess so. But there again, it's hard to get a guy. Rudolph was third round, by the way. Yeah, I mean, did you say all that stuff about Kenny Pickett when they drafted him? The guy had 42 touchdowns and 7 picks at Pitt. He was going to be a late first rounder. That was not a strange pick. I don't think everybody was wondering, oh my God, I can't believe you took Kenny Pickett there. The guy killed it in college. Remember the fake spike thing he did?
fake slide.
He seemed
small
like
hands, though, Pearl, as you always
I know, he had little
pointed
hands.
Out.
You know, there's a lot of quarterbacks in this draft with little hands. I think
Uh-oh.
That, well, not massive hands. So I think that Kenny Pickett made sense. I think that it doesn't matter. When you are 9-8 every year, it's going to be really challenging to find your quarterback. Maybe you get lucky, but most teams do not.
I mean, I mentioned it. Jalen Hurts was a second round pick. Jordan Love was a late first round pick. Like, it's just not. Here's where you and I disagree about the Steelers. I don't think you can use that as an excuse. And you've got this continuity in your front office that went from, what was it, Kevin Warren to Omar Khan. Kevin Colbert. Yeah. You've had this thing. Kevin Warren is the Bears president. You've had this amazing continuity, obviously, with coach.
Yes.
Mike Tomlin's been there for almost two decades.
Oh, yeah.
You're one of the good teams.
Yep.
And so I'm not going to give you a pass when you've neglected the quarterback position and you haven't been able to find even someone serviceable. I didn't even say you find the next Ben Roethlisberger and your next like franchise guy. We don't even have good bridge dudes.
Well, how is Russell Wilson not a good bridge dude last year? I know they lost at the end, but they made the playoffs.
I felt like Russ kind of just fell into their lap a little bit, and as opposed to this is the strategy. And by the way, do they even like him enough to bring him back? I thought Russell Wilson, they should bring him back because he's got some, you know, chemistry with DK Metcalf, and I think you have to draft someone and have a younger guy now this year anyway if you can find someone you like.
Unlimited.
They brought in Tyler Shuck. Maybe that tips their hand that they like the older guy from Louisville. I don't know.
Let's be honest here. Yeah. It is time for a rebuild in Pittsburgh. It is time for a reset. It's not going anywhere.
They just traded for DK Metcalf and gave him $150 million. They're not resetting.
Well, yeah, but who knows what happens here at quarterback. Aaron Rodgers is, at this point of his career, he gives you one of two things. Either he is going to be healthier on that Achilles that has 2 years off, as our friend Dr. Positano keeps telling us he's going to be way better this year, or he ruins a team like the Jets, and boom, they're in a top 10 position finally in the draft with a great quarterback draft next year. I'm assuming it's great. I have no idea.
Well, you got maybe Arch Manning.
Arch Manning, Garrett Nussmeier. There's going to be some guys next year. So this year is a thin quarterback draft. The draft really isn't in play. They might take a guy this year.
Yeah.
That would be very speculative. Say they took Jackson Dart.
I was going to say maybe Jalen Milroe. I would say in the second round, but they just got rid of their second round pick for DK.
Yeah, I don't know. Second round, third round usually does not work. You say that's a strategy. It is a very hard thing to do to find a quarterback in the later rounds. So I think this team, they have not rebuilt in, how long has it been?
I mean, listen, this is what happens when you're good enough to keep making the playoffs.
That's what I keep saying. That's why when we look at all these moves in free agency, I don't mind the teams that gave themselves flexibility at quarterback so they can start over. And I think the Steelers fall in that category. Aaron Rodgers, to me, seems like the perfect fit because he's a massive risk for 1 year. And if it doesn't work, then boom, you get to rebuild. So I kind of like Aaron Rodgers. Russell Wilson, as you said, is more, he's okay. He's fine.
I think you lose five in a row to end the season. I know that's not all on him. And you mentioned everyone got embarrassed in the playoff game, the loss to the Ravens.
Yeah, Russ played actually really well in that game.
But like everyone wears the stink when you lose five in a row to end the season.
Yeah, I mean, Russell was serviceable.
Except for the coach, apparently.
Yeah. Anyway, I just think that they need to start doing something a little different than they usually done. And it seems this offseason, maybe they're going that way with the DK Metcalf trade, which is something they don't usually do. Usually they find receivers in the draft. I think that's a little disappointing. They did get, I was looking at their later round receivers. They got Chase Claypool a couple years ago and turned him into a second round pick for Joey Porter Jr. What happened to that Steelers team? Now their receivers are terrible.
Yeah, well, we'll see if Metcalf and George Pickens together create something a little more dynamic. 855-212-4227, but we don't know who's going to be throwing to them. Tom is in the chat. We're up and running here. YouTube, youtube.com/InfinitySportsNet, twitch.tv/InfinitySportsNetwork. He said the Steelers freaking traded up to number 10 to get a damn inside linebacker and Devin Bush in 2017. Trade up to get a QB. Fair. They also traded away a first-round pick the year that Ben Roethlisberger got hurt for Minkah Fitzpatrick. Now, Minkah's been a good player, ended up basically going I think they went 8-8 that year with Ben, and that was a year when you could have gotten a quarterback.
Yeah, no, the Minkah trade, when it happened, I thought it was bananas because their quarterback got hurt, so they went, remember, they doubled down.
It was weird.
Well, you know what really hurt this franchise? We were talking before the show about then stringing along Ben Roethlisberger at the end. When Ryan Shazier went down, that was such a massive game changer. He was the heart and soul of that defense, and they looked really good when he was on the field. So there's a lot of things that's happened to this team. The reason that Ben never won in the second half of his career is because all the defensive players that helped them win the Super Bowls got old.
Right. That's Palomalu's and
such. Then they got this high flying offense with Antonio Brown and Le'Veon Bell and Ben Roethlisberger, and they couldn't win the Super Bowl with that. So now they're in between as a franchise. It's been a long time. We know some people in Pittsburgh. they're not thrilled about the direction of 10-7 every year.
And I can't imagine, even with the name recognition of Aaron Rodgers, like, are you really excited for that? I mean,
interested.
It's going to be weird. That's for sure. I can guarantee you weird.
You don't want to see that. I want to see it. I would pick that. The Giants, I don't really want to see because they seem so far away. The Steelers, we know, can win.
I kind of want to see Russ throwing the moon balls to Pickens and to DK. But, you know, Rodgers can do that, too.
Seen it last year.
That's true. But now with DK, it's a little different. 855-212-4227. Jeremy in the chat, what channel are you guys on the radio? 1300 isn't working. I don't know about 1300, but you can always watch us on YouTube, that as you are, because you're in our chat, or Twitch. Also, you can listen to us on the absolutely free to download Odyssey app. It's crystal clear. It's fantastic. You can always go back and use the rewind function if you miss any part of the show. Highly recommend the Odyssey app. 855-212-4227. Let's get it going here. Steelers and Aaron Rodgers, not done yet, but are you mad at the Steelers for how they've neglected the quarterback position? I think you and I would both say they've done that.
No, I would not. I'd say they what are you going to do? You can't, again, they are in limbo. There's not, it's like NBA limbo. There's nothing you can do when you're too good to get a quarterback. And you watch that because that will be the story of the offseason. Your favorite team, the Raiders, getting Geno Smith.
Yeah.
Screwing themselves. Screwing themselves because they will not get a quarterback.
Geno's like the one signing that I really like. I don't know who he's throwing to.
Limbo. TBD. Limbo.
Well, I mean, limbo for the Raiders. Can they make the wild card and actually win that game? That'd be like they should throw a parade for them.
Why? The Steelers make the wild card every year, and nobody seems to like that.
I know, but like the Raiders were going on 20 years without winning a playoff game.
This is the NFL. The Washington Commanders made the NFC title game this year. The Washington Commanders.
I know.
You come out of nowhere. The Detroit Lions are the team to beat right now. You can turn around so fast, so I would not lower your standard to wild card.
We will get into Dallas Cowboys. We'll get into the Detroit Lions and Washington and the arms race that is going on around the NFL. Perloff will tell you the one move that we love, the one move that we hate so far in free agency. We've got so much to do on this very busy Tuesday. 855-212-4227. Get it going with the Steelers. If it's Aaron Rodgers, what's the ceiling? Finally win a playoff game? Or just more mediocrity? 855-212-4227.
Welcome back, Maggie and Perloff Show. I was a little surprised, Maggie, by one thing yesterday, how cheap some of the quarterbacks were.
Mm.
Remember we had talked in the offseason about Sam Darnold, for example, former Minnesota Vikings quarterback, new Seattle Seahawks quarterback, getting Baker Mayfield money. He got even a little less than Baker Mayfield, no inflation. Justin Fields basically was given away, and he was supposed to be a starter. I thought that everything was going up for quarterbacks, and guys really didn't cash in, potential starters. So Fields and Darnold will be in the bottom 8 or 9 of salaries for quarterbacks. I thought they were going to have to pay up a little more for these guys. So I think that the way the overall market went is people were bargain shopping.
Definitely. And we talked about this when it happened, about those last two games for Sam Darnold, right? The last game of the season against Detroit and then the playoff game against the Rams. And he was bad in both games, worse against Detroit than the Rams, but still bad. And what this was going to do to his market. And it turned out, I don't want to say cratered it, but it definitely cost him a lot of money. You know, I guess that's good for Seattle because you still, in theory, have money to do other things. I mean, it's still $55 million guaranteed on a guy who I think you just got rid of the better option in Geno Smith. Like, I think Geno is a better quarterback than Sam. I know Sam's younger, but I've been consistent on this. I'm not a Darnold person. It's not personal. I think he actually is a fine person and handles things well, and a terrible situation in New York that he handled with class and grace. But I just don't think he's a good quarterback. And I don't think his floor is very high, except if you have an amazing team behind him. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he's a guy who, you know, 30% of his interceptions came when he's under pressure. And that was when he had an offensive line that was number 2 in the league in terms of pass block win rate. The Seahawks are 30th in that category.
I didn't see a lot of blocks won when the two teams at the end started blitzing.
And what the hell happened? They
got creamed. Nobody blocking anybody.
But they and what happened? Darnold didn't elevate them.
Yeah, but
they got smoked in both games.
Yeah, but no other quarterback. There was definitely an offensive coordinator issue in those last two games. But that being said,
well, then you're calling out Kevin O'Connell, who everyone thinks is the second coming.
O'Connell got beat up by Aaron Glenn. I will give you that. But I think O'Connell just didn't quite have enough time to adjust. He would have. I think he will this year. But the Geno Smith angle, this, where were the Seahawks going with Geno Smith? What's your plan there? If they brought him back, why? What, to be 9-8 and miss the wild card again? There's no future there at all.
They actually won 10 games last year. So
right, but they were definitely
10-7.
10 against.
And here's
the bad in the last quarter of the season. Okay, they were a bad
I'll
team.
Give you that. It was not awesome, but they also have one of the worst offensive lines in the league. Okay. So, and they could never really get the run game going. So I think Geno just had way more on his shoulders that he had to deal with and still got to 10 wins.
Well,
like, I don't understand what the Seahawks are doing, kind of, period. Like, you're a 10 win team. Okay. Maybe you're not a Super Bowl team, but you're not are you going full rebuild? If so,
yes, definitely.
Okay, then tank and get Arch Manning next year. Don't sign Sam Darnold to $55 million.
I think Sam Darnold $55 million gives you so much room to operate. It's sort of like the Giants with Daniel Jones with 2 years. That was $80 million.
The Giants are doing gangbusters after that.
I just think the Giants got up to the number three pick and at least have a future quarterback. If you have Geno, you're just like the Steelers. You're 9-8. You're never ever getting your quarterback. Sam Darnold, big risk. High upside, great arm. If it doesn't work, good. We get in the draft. If it does work, great. We're in a kind of a fading division. We have a great chance to be good for the future. I like Seattle. I think philosophically is doing the right thing. They are rebuilding, and I think the numbers for Geno Smith might be $45 to $50 million a year.
But
that
still,
would have made no sense.
It's still going to be short, though. See, that's the thing. You want flexibility. It would have been the same thing with Geno. And he would have been it would have been flexibility with him, too. And I don't – listen, again, not a Darnold person. Is he going to be so bad that you're going to bottom out and you're going to be picking in the top of the draft?
Could be.
Then why not just go with Carson Wentz, Marcus Mariota, and – ensure that you're going to be at the top of the draft? Like, that's what I don't understand.
I think Carson Wentz could – ball out.
I know, but you've got this like irrational.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
Carson Wentz
had this great year in Indy statistically,
and that was an awesome offensive line with multiple potential future Hall of Famers. Guys were on Hall of Fame tracks on that offensive line. That's not this offensive line in Seattle.
Yeah, I mean,
and they just traded away his second best weapon, and let Tyler Lockett go.
I think they did the right thing. The DK money would not make sense for them. So once Metcalf is gone, keeping Geno made no sense at all. I can't even believe they reportedly made him an offer. I don't understand why.
And it's a totally different system. I don't think Geno wanted to be in a Clint Kubiak offense.
Right. Sam Darnold obviously knows the Clint Kubiak offense really well. Kevin O'Connell runs a version of the same offense. And he had Clint Kubiak in San Francisco for 1 year. It makes so much sense.
Just with way different weapons in San Francisco and in Minnesota.
But it's still the same. Regardless, it's the same offense. I mean, it's Kubiak. It's, what is it? The stretch run and play fade, whatever.
Going to look a little different, though, when you're not throwing to Justin Jefferson or when you don't have Christian McCaffrey there.
That's not how I know the Kubiak offense. The Kubiak offense looks the same. The point is, you know, that elevates quarterbacks to the certain level. Because, trust me, I saw my friend Case Keenum got into that offense. I was like, ooh, this is fun.
Hey, Case.
Yeah.
Case got rich off that. Case has a wine company because of that offense.
Matt Schaub, obviously, a lot of quarterback. You have to be the right kind of quarterback to run those kind of plays. And it seems like Darnold is fine. Again, what is the expectation for the Seahawks? They need to rebuild, and that's what you do. You don't pay $50 million for Geno Smith.
You paid $50 million for Sam.
No, I mean $50 million per year for Geno Smith.
I don't think he's getting $50, but...
anyway, they said, you're way above our number. They obviously clogging up your salary cap even this year and next year. They have a million draft picks and a good draft this year, the Seahawks. Seems like they're
rebuilding
the
Well, not a good quarterback draft, though.
But, right, a really good draft.
So I guess, like, here's the thing. For me, when it comes to Seattle, and we're talking about Sam Darnold signing that three-year, $110.5 million contract with the $55 million guaranteed, this would be my thing for Seattle. Pick a lane.
It feels like they're in a lane to me. This feels like a rebuild lane.
Yeah, but again, like, you come from the process. Like, sometimes you really got to make sure, you got to leave no doubt. You know, this was a 10-win team last year, and yeah, you start selling off pieces. I get that, but now you bring in Sam. Like, what are you? It seems to me like you could be another mediocre 9-8 team.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. This feels but like the middle to me. If you want to go be bad, be bad.
I thought you said that you didn't think Sam Darnold was any good. Now you have him at 9-8. Well, I'm surprised. I thought that you would think of him as a 5-12 team.
Well, again, then it's a stupid signing, because why are you paying $55 million for 5 wins?
Because that's in the bottom 10 of quarterback pay. They're again, one of the cheapest quarterback rooms in the league.
You could always go cheaper. That's why Wentz and Mariota, even Aaron Rodgers and Russ, well, Russ you probably can't do, but I'm just saying, like, I don't get it. To me, it feels like in the middle.
I would not go the Gardner Minshew Aiden O'Connell route. I thought that was just depressing. I understand what you're saying. You got to go up a little bit from that. You can't go Marcus Mariota as a starting quarterback in Seattle next year.
If you're trying to really tank, you can.
But they're not really trying to tank. They're at least taking a risk. That's a thing. You have to. It's a calculus. We're taking a risk. Maybe Sam Darnold can recapture the magic he had last year. I mean, there are plays Sam Darnold made last year that were insane. Same with Geno Smith. Those guys both have cannons.
Yep.
So there's upside. If you have the right coach and the right receivers, maybe you catch lightning in a bottle like the Vikings did last year. So I think there's a good logic here. This is what a rebuild looks like. I don't understand the teams that are... I don't think they're middle of the road. I think they're taking a risk and that they could easily be high in the draft in the future. Where you see it is more limbo.
Yeah, I do. I mean, I'm curious for the Seattle Seahawks fans at 855-212-4227. Do you like this direction? What is this direction? And do you like it?
Well, they got rid of DK Metcalf, yeah. Got rid of Tyler Lockett. It is clearly a young draft and develop team. They have 5 picks in the top 100. They have the most picks on the first 3 days of the draft. They have their picks for next year. This is a team that is getting young everywhere. And by the way, by necessity, they were going nowhere with Geno and DK. That DK and Metcalf contract, we will see. That felt really, really rich. I think if you go move by move, what Seattle's doing makes sense.
855-212-4227. Let us know what you think, Seahawks fans. Do you like this direction? I think Seahawks fans are kind of depressed right now. Andrew Bogish is here with everything else going on in free agency. What's up?
Guys, good morning. All the headlines are sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Insurance for motorcycles, boats, and RVs for protection on the road and on the water. See how much you could save at 1-800-PROGRESSIVE and progressive.com. The deeper... Hey, Manny. The 49ers as busy as anybody yesterday, but mostly waving goodbye to good players. Safety Talanoa Hufanga and linebacker Dre Greenlaw both signing with the Broncos, and fullback Kyle Juszczyk reportedly getting released after 8 seasons in San Francisco. The Bears brought in center Drew Dahlman to continue their O-line makeover and added Grady Jarrett to their D-line. And let's hope Tua stays healthy forever, because the Dolphins have signed Zach Wilson to back him up. There were trades yesterday as well. The Texans shipping left tackle Laremy Tunsil to Washington for 4 picks over the next 2 drafts. The Rams unable to move Cooper Kupp, and they just signed Davante Adams, so Kupp now expected to be released. Take 2 for the Thunder and Nuggets in OKC. The home team won Sunday, but did not last night.
The ball's deflected, throws it off over to Jokic, guarded by Caruso. He's giving him all sorts of business. Jumper, good, Jokic! That's the ball game. Denver's going to beat the Oklahoma City Thunder. They're up by 16 points with 1:45 to go.
Jason Kosmiski on Nuggets Radio. Denver breaking the Thunder D for a 140-127 win. This edition of their MVP battle goes to Jokic. 35 points, 18 rebounds, 8 assists.
Shai Gilgeous-Alexander.
Just 25.
Win is never as good as it seems, and a bad is never as bad as it seems. And that's what I always tell myself. Like, it's going to be ups and downs. It's life. It's basketball. You just got to stay level-headed and learn from your mistakes and try to be better tomorrow.
Yes, Mr. Pearl.
What is giving him all the business? I mean, Caruso. He's just D'ing him up?
I guess, but it didn't work.
I like that. It's one of my favorite expressions.
The Thunder. Giving him the business is one of your favorite expressions?
Well, because we know from the NFL where he hit him in the man region, right?
Oh, that's giving him the business?
Well, that was the famous official call, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Wasn't it Mark Gastineau who'd beaten the crap out of, like, I think it was Jim Kelly.
It might have been. That was just in that that 30 for 30.
Exactly. Yeah.
Giving him the business. It's one of those that feels like it got retired from the slogan saying Hall of Fame.
It's pretty all-encompassing, too. Like, it's not a specific action.
Giving him all sorts of business.
Yeah, you can give him the business in multiple ways.
Right. Okay. Could be sports, could be business, negotiations.
I don't know. I just thought that announcement was funny. He's giving him all sorts of business.
Alex
Caruso in a defensive stance, just really like following that guy around.
But he's got 35, 18, and 8, so maybe business is bad these days.
giving him all sorts of business.
The Warriors stayed hot, 130-120 over the Blazers last night. They've won 5 in a row. They're 12-2 since the Jimmy Butler trade. He had 15 points, 10 rebounds, and 10 assists in this one. The Knicks hammered the Kings, 133-104. The Lakers let the Nets snap their 7-game skid, 111-108 in Brooklyn. And Quentin Grimes did his job again, 35 points, but the other Sixers let him and you down, losing in Atlanta, 132-123.
Nine of the defense after he tackled the quarterback. He's giving them business down there. That's a 15-yard penalty.
Only 15. Two more spots in men's March Madness claim last night. Wofford is the SoCon champ again after outscoring Furman 92-85. And Troy by himself won the Sun Belt 94-81 over Arkansas State. The UConn women won the Big East again, 70-50 over Creighton. They've won 12 straight conference titles and 30 overall. The Dodgers and Dave Roberts have reportedly finalized that record extension, 4 years, $32.4 million. That tops the $8 million annual average Craig Counsell has with the Cubs. And the Toronto Maple Leafs snapping a 3-game skid with a 4-3 win in a shootout in Utah. Guys, back to you.
Hey, I think I could get 2 out of 3 of those schools, the states.
Okay, yeah, you looked at me funny when Bogus said Wofford. What was going through your mind?
They're Troy's in Alabama, right? I know that.
I actually can't help you with that one.
Wofford, I'm guessing.
I think North Carolina.
North Carolina. What was the other state school?
So you've got Wofford, Furman, Troy, and Arkansas State. So we'll give you that one.
Furman. Yeah. Furman. That's the one that really, that's why I was raised. I would say South Carolina or Georgia, one of those two.
Bonus points for what Furman's nickname is.
The Pelicans. Paladins.
So, the Paladins.
Paladins.
Yes.
Which is a bird or a knight? It's a knight,
yes.
I think.
I think it's a knight.
Sure.
It's a flying knight.
It's a medieval knight.
It gives you the business no matter what.
I mean, we did the same conversation last year, I believe. So wait, can anyone out there confirm that we have those?
Giving them all sorts of business.
Where's Furman?
I'm more confident that Wofford is in South Carolina.
Okay.
That it might be South Carolina.
I have the answer on Furman.
Okay.
Where's South Carolina?
Mm. Oh, okay. In-state.
And what's the Wofford?
I think
also South Carolina.
Yeah, South Carolina.
South Carolina. Spartanburg.
And I think the Panthers used to or do have training camp there. That's why I remember it being in a Carolina.
Yeah, Troy is definitely Alabama, right?
But you said Arkansas State clearly in Arkansas, except for
Jacksonville State.
Jacksonville State, not in Florida, yeah. In Alabama.
But I don't think there's cities called Arkansas in other states.
Probably right. Yeah. But still, it's like the obvious ones sometimes aren't that obvious.
I love this game. I always think Jacksonville State's one of the funniest ones.
I know. It was like designed to confuse people.
Right, because it could easily be University of Florida Jacksonville called Jacksonville State. Anyway.
What did we have yesterday? SIU Edwardsville?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Suey.
Welcome to our lives, Suey.
Pig Suey.
How could it be Suey if it's SIU?
Why is it anything?
Can't find meaning there, Pearl. Just gotta let it be.
That would be.
You want actual English and grammar?
That would be CU.
Again.
This is why we can't have Ivy League people in our lives. No. They take all the fun out of this stuff.
Suey Edwardsville. I'm just curious. Did you come up with that name, or is that what they call it? Probably know Andrew Bogus is setting the nicknames for these teams on a national basis.
And it's not Suey Edwardsville. It's just Suey. We're throwing the E from Edwardsville on the end of SIU to get to Suey.
Hmm.
SIUE.
Okay.
I'm going with it. I don't care.
Is that how Matt Suey, former Bears running back, spelled his name?
No hyphen.
You guys done?
Yes, great content here.
Wow. You know, I wasn't going to do this, but now I feel like I have to. I got to take a phone call just because we need a palate cleanser. Mike in San Francisco, save us.
Hey, how are we doing, you two? Big fan.
Oh, thanks.
Just
not after that segment. Just kidding. What's going on with the 49ers?
Giving them all sorts of business.
How do you feel about
it? I wear Browns. I'm about to go into work. I don't have to give any more detail on that. But, you know, it's funny because, you know, you said that, or Ms. Perloff, that these quarterbacks didn't cash in. I mean, I don't want to – if I had $40 million, I I mean, I'm not disagreeing, but anyway, and I live in, you know, of course, California. So,
$40 million, your take home is about $40K.
That'll get you one bedroom in your area, Mike.
Might need a roommate.
Maggie, that was awesome. My Niners are getting, they just got gutted. I don't know what they're doing. I mean, and then I hear these, of course, there are rumors. I've been watching sports for 40 years, but you know, all these rumors and stuff. I mean, and we lose in Greenlaw and Juszczyk and Ufunga and all this. And then I just, I don't know what's up their sleeve. They better have something up there because are they saving for Brock or something?
I think, you got your answer, right? I think that, first of all, I think there's a couple of the guys that you probably knew weren't coming back. Yeah. And thank you so much for the call. And I'm assuming when Mike says I'm wearing brown and heading to work that he is maybe a UPS driver, which I would say I think are the most handsome of the delivery men.
There you go.
So just going to put that out there.
You like those shorts?
Had this conversation with a couple girlfriends of mine back in the day. I think UPS takes the cake. No disrespect to FedEx and DHL and all of that. But I think UPS has the hottest drivers. Mm. So you guys can all just noodle on that.
UPS also, by the way, fastest drivers too. They drop a package off. You go out to your door.
Oh, they're gone.
No one around. Yeah. It's like, where did they go?
And where'd the hot guy go?
A truck just flying by down the street.
I know. Got to look back at my Ring, you know, like the security footage. Anyway.
Slow down.
Maybe back in my younger days. But here's the thing.
3 weeks ago.
Here's the thing. A lot of these guys for the 49ers, I think we kind of knew weren't coming back. I think we knew Charvarius Ward was not coming back. You know, Hufunga is awesome, but has been through some injury stuff. Ditto for Dre Greenlaw. You know, I think Juszczyk, I mean, it's been a hell of a ride.
They don't need it. I mean, I was like, they cut Juszczyk, saved some money. It's $2 million.
Yeah, he's not getting paid a lot.
Pain.
I mean,
it's a fullback.
But thinking his wife's probably the breadwinner now. I don't know.
They did this to the 2019 Super Bowl team. They let Armstead go. They let DeForest Buckner go. They let Raheem Mostert go. This is they're an expensive team that has to cycle through some of these guys.
So it looks like seven of their own free agents are gone, and three more testing the open market. You still have your core there. You know, you still have Bosa, and you still have Fred Warner, and you still have, you know, McCaffrey, and you still have Brandon Ayuk if he's healthy. You still have Shanahan and Lynch, and obviously Brock.
Yeah,
they got to get something done.
I've read, it's very obvious that Robert Saleh came in and said, you have made nothing but mistakes the last 3 years, because he's cut everybody that's come in since he got there. Malik Collins, Javon Hargrave. And the Niners made some bad deals. The Hargrave deal was terrible. They really paid up for him, and he didn't really do much there. So I think the Niners are, you know, it's time for a sobering reality fiscally. I don't hate anything the Niners done. I mean, again, they kind of have to. There's not infinite amount of money.
Yeah, I can see, though, it's kind of whiplash for your fan base when all of these big-name dudes are headed out the door. 855-212-4227.
Are those big names?
Yeah.
You know what else?
Malik Collins? No. Javon Hargrave? Tavarius Ward?
Tavarius Ward, that's a great signing, I think, for Indianapolis. Yeah, Manny.
You know what else I could see happening?
What?
Baby McCaffrey getting signed by the 49ers come November.
Oh, they're having a baby, aren't they?
Yeah, they are.
He and Olivia.
I did
Congrats
see that.
Congrats to them.
Hmm. By the way,
tough
I did
way
find
for that baby.
I did find the real college for Suey. And they're a Division VII powerhouse.
Division VII.
Why are you going back to this? Maggie's going to be mad at us again.
It's the Sacramento Ultrasound Institute. They train healthcare people.
Maybe that's where McCaffrey and Olivia went to get find out the good
Honestly,
news.
Very possible.
Very possible.
I was trying to come up. Thank you. I was trying to come up with a joke off Sacramento Ultrasound Institute. That's the best.
It's going to be a good looking kid. Did you say that?
Yeah.
A lot of pressure. Are you going to be as good an athlete as your dad, or are you going to be as good looking as your mom?
Imagine being unathletic and ugly and being their child.
Be tough.
That'd be rough.
No, I'm waiting
rough
for.
Go.
What's that?
I'm waiting for the next contract extension. Baby shower, baby. Got to pay for that expensive baby shower.
You know, I was waiting for this yesterday on Josh Allen out of nowhere, getting $250 million, that this would be about paying for something with Haley. I was waiting for that from you.
Yeah, he's too good. Like, he's a quarterback. Like, everybody pays a quarterback. So I don't know if it's related. The McCaffrey thing was quite obvious. It's like,
it
come on.
It wasn't obvious. You're the only person on the planet saying that they loaned him money for a wedding last summer.
He got a big raise, and then he had a wedding a couple months later.
You know, rich people don't pay for weddings. No, like, none of that cost
a dime. He paid for that wedding.
That none of that cost. Olivia Culpo, like, everyone was lining up to give her a dress, I'm sure.
Right.
No, she definitely. Are you kidding me? Did you see how expensive that wedding was?
Yes, it's all funded by In Touch magazine. Because
there are pictures of it.
Oh, my gosh, you guys.
Yeah, we're the preposterous ones.
EJ, you're really on an island on this one. 855-212-4227, which is ironic because you're the only one currently planning a wedding.
Right, so I know the cost.
I know, but we've all been through it. Like, we all see this very clearly that, yeah, they probably got a lot of free stuff. Anyway, 855-212-4227. San Francisco 49er fans, how are you feeling about a little bit of a mass exodus here? Do you think this is a necessary reset? 855-212-4227.
Pain.
Want to grow your business fast? With TikTok ads, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed. Because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So, download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Welcome back to the Maggie and Perloff Show. So much going on, Pearl. An NFL free agency. Sam Darnold lands in Seattle. Justin Fields lands in the New York Jets with the New York Jets and a million other deals that we're going to get to. But first, we have the Cowboys. And this is your Cowboy Quickie. Sitting this one out. Said they were going to be selectively aggressive at the combine. Funny way of defining that, at least day one of free agency.
Be selectively aggressive.
We've got Javonte Williams, the former running back for the Denver Broncos, who basically fell off a cliff at the end of last year. After week 8, very ineffective. And this is the big splash signing, at least so far, Pearl.
Well, I mean, it is actually, you call Gettis to get slower running back is an incredible achievement. But Javonte Williams never recovered from all those injuries. It is, you said they're going to sit this one out. They're going to sit them all out. They're just
all
gonna,
in.
They're going to continue this streak for the rest of time, right? They're never going to win a Super Bowl.
No.
Are we all okay saying that? Because they're not going to change their modus operandi.
Listen, I'm not saying you have to go out there and, you know, start handing out, you know, gajillion dollar contracts and do something stupid. But also, don't pretend like you don't have holes. You know, don't pretend like free agency couldn't help you at all.
Yeah.
Linebacker? I mean, at the very least.
Last year really could have helped you. This year, maybe not as much. They did pay their defensive tackle big money.
Yeah.
They definitely need some solutions here because last year things just started to fall apart. It feels like they're headed in the wrong direction.
Well, the other part, too, is, you know, are you a young enough team where you can say, you know what, we're going to just do this through the draft? But I don't know if the timelines are right there because Dak Prescott is not young. And you have other guys who are, like, in their prime right now, like a CeeDee Lamb that you just paid. And by the way, Micah Parsons still working on that deal, and he tweeted WTF after the Myles Garrett deal. So again, Cowboys wait, don't get a deal done with Parsons, and now this is going to be more expensive for them. Stop me if you've heard that before. So that's your Cowboy quickie.
Just send him to Philly. Can we get Micah Parsons, please?
No, not you. Don't you don't get all the good things.
That's not how this works.
Yeah.
Well,
Robert!
I don't.
Trade him in the division. I mean, look at what just happened with the Giants and Eagles and Saquon Barkley.
We traded them Micah in the first place, ironically, I think.
But it was just a draft pick then.
Yeah, but then again, it was a trade in the division, and both teams reveled in screwing over the Giants, who I believe wanted one of those two players. It was 10, 11, 12. Anyway, I do think this is a mess, and I think Micah Parsons, he's so outspoken. He has thinks for himself. I wonder if he wants to be part of this long-term.
Go Birds.
I mean, I think he wants the contract.
Yeah.
And, you know, he's been open about saying, I'll take less if we can, you know, spread the money around. But so far, it's just been re-signing their own guys. Which, by the way, that's not a crime. I don't mind the re-signing of your own guys. You know,
of course.
I think that's good when you're a draft and develop team. It's just the hubris of we don't need free agency. Like, no. That's for y'all. We're good. We're such a good drafting team that we don't need to supplement at all in free agency. It's like, well, the good teams still go out and get free agents. It's not just the bad teams. I know we clown the who won March, and that's usually a death knell. But again, you have teams out there who are making meaningful upgrades.
Well, the Eagles won a Super Bowl, and they also won March.
So, with one of the big ones. Right. My Bills are not sitting on their hands.
Well, the general rule is the more you spend in free agency, the worse off you are, because free agency means the guy's overpriced.
Sure,
by
but
definition.
Nobody's saying you got to blow the whole budget on free agents. Just Javonte Williams, day one.
Who is your? Here's the thing.
Yeah.
How easy is it to game plan against the Cowboys offense? Just triple team CeeDee Lamb. There's nothing there. Maybe they go in the draft in that direction. And the defense is too injured. Everybody gets hurt. So they have so many holes there. You're right. You mentioned linebacker. They have to get stouter. It's annoying. It's just annoying to me.
Our own Andrew Kaplan saying it's good content for his Bleacher Report empire.
Media mogul.
Media mogul Micah Parsons. I think he would take Super Bowl champion, though, right? Like, if you gave him one or the other.
I don't know. Maybe. I think he would definitely take the money.
We have Zimmerman.
Yeah, I mean, I think that he has really taken a page from Jerry Jones's book. What's more important, to be known or to be known as a winner? Just being known is definitely Jerry's bag.
I don't know if he has a choice moving forward, because I don't know if the Cowboys are going to be winners.
You guys can weigh in. 855-212-4227. Coming up, our favorite quarterback signing of the day. Get to that next, M&P.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.